I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big down with the jerk.
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G.
Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
Sunday
ago.
Sunday means celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about
Dumois. I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week. This week, we're talking about Southern Charm Season 8, a reveal moi blind item, and multiple celeb couples, including Leo and Camilla, Kendall and Devin, and Olivia and Harry. We also get into Drake's pet gamecock, sightings at a celebrity resort, and so much more. We're discussing all of this with Maggie Kelly, who runs the Instagram account Best of Bravo. Let's get started. When you look at bags of dog food, you see pictures of bright carrots and juicy steaks. But when you open the bag, all you get are burnt, smelly pellets. Dog food needs some fresh thinking. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy. Dogs will eat anything. Just because they'll eat it, does it mean it's healthy food? This is why I love Farmer's Dog. It's real, fresh, healthy food, with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Just tell them about your dog and they'll deliver personalized, vet-developed recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, conveniently delivered on your schedule. Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the Farmer's Dog. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. We have partnered with Farmer's Dog for a while and have stayed loyal because of the Farmer's Dog commitment to quality always. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today I have with me someone who we've been like IG friends since COVID, I feel like, since 2020. We go back to the way beginning.
Yeah, it's been like, it's been, I guess, over 2 years.
Yeah, I know. Time flies. Well, with me today is Maggie Kelly, and she runs the Instagram account Best of Bravo. If you guys aren't following, you could find her at Best of Bravo on Instagram. She has a great account. I love the way you share your content. You do really fun polls.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. You know, and that's actually kind of why I started the account, because I love Instagram polls. And so I just randomly started it because I was doing polls on my like personal account and my friends were like, who the fuck are you talking about? So I was like, OK, I'll start this account.
Yeah, you do really fun polls. I actually used your poll format for a sponsored post I did where you have the audience like give the poll questions. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I feel like they really like that, you know? And then it's easier, I feel like, probably on us too, right? You know, we can just give more questions that way.
Well, so. I just also think that, I mean, I've read your polls, like your poll questions. Your followers and mine as well are so creative. And they come up with the funniest, like this or that, or like the poll opposition questions. So that's what I love reading, like what they come up with, because it just like makes me laugh.
So funny.
Let's get into it. We have a lot to go over. The first thing I want to just quickly talk about. So whenever I do a Q&A right before a podcast episode, like shit just pops off. So
And also, I just want to say, I mentioned this on my live this week. Instagram only gives you 100 stories to post in a 24-hour period. And I know that sounds like a lot, but when you're posting and posting and posting, it adds up really quick. So after 100 stories, the first story drops off. It like deletes from Instagram. I don't know if that's ever happened to you. So I have a lot of updates about the Q&A that I wasn't able to post. So today's Tuesday. This podcast is going to come out Thursday. But the first thing I want to talk about is a blind item that I didn't realize that it was gaining so much attention on the Reveal Moi account. Now, if you guys don't know what Reveal Moi is, it's an account that I created where all the blind items get posted. And then you guys can guess on the blind items in the comments. And if I get tagged in a comment, I will, you know, give you guys a hint or answer a question or like a comment if I know that's who the blind item is about. There's sometimes I don't know who the blind items are about. This particular blind item, I just posted it last week, and I guess I kind of lost track of how much attention it was garnering. And in the Q&A, I received a lot of questions about Emily Blunt and John Krasinski's marriage. So let me just read the blind item. It says, seemingly perfect actor couple have had open relationship for years. It's very one-sided though. She has had other relationships and flings and he hasn't. But he goes along with it as he loves her and doesn't want his family to break up. My brother had a little fling with her about 4 to 5 years ago. She's allowed to see other people as long as he doesn't know who or when she's doing it. So everyone guessed it was Emily and John based on the pseudonym and the email clues. I had never heard that they had an open relationship before. So I asked someone, I asked one of like my top tier sources. I said, have you ever heard about this? And they said they have never heard one whisper about that even being remotely possible until the blind item that I posted. They also said that they are a super, and they really stress this word, super private couple. So I just like went along with my day thinking, okay, it's not about Emily and John. It's a false blind item, which happens all the time. And I was just going to let you guys know that it's not true. Well, cut to like 20 minutes ago, somebody sent me a DM. And they said, yes, they do have an open relationship. And I was like,
oh, my God.
Wait, what? And I was, you know, I said, seriously? And I haven't heard back from them. But I will say, based on this person's account and their job in their bio of their Instagram account, it sounds like they know what they're talking about.
That is so sad. I don't know. I love them as a couple. So, I mean, I guess if it works, it works. Right. But I've never heard of that or thought that.
Yeah.
Either.
It never crossed my mind. I've never heard of it. I actually don't hear a lot about them. I hear about him. Like, supposedly he's a dick. He's a huge dick. And I know people are going to be upset to hear that, but I've heard that from several people who have encountered him in working environments. So that's all that I've heard about them, is that him being a dick and nothing about her. So, you know, again, the source that just came in, swooped in last minute, literally a half an hour ago, to say that they do have an open relationship. I don't know how reliable that is. I'm just, you know, using my common sense based on their Instagram profile that they could know what they're talking about. But I just want to let everyone know, like, what a turn of events. I was like, holy shit. Like, are you serious? Like, but then again, so many open marriages in Hollywood. We know this. Mm-hmm. This isn't anything new.
Yeah, I had never heard of that either. And I saw the blind that you posted about that. And so the fact that someone came in like 30 minutes ago to give you more tea, like right before this. Yeah. Like, oh my.
I know, that's what happens whenever there's a Q&A. It's like it's, you know, an ongoing story until, like, I guess the Q&A expires and then, you know, people forget about it. So I guess we'll just say that it's a developing situation. I mean, I can't really confirm someone's open marriage. I mean, if that's a rumor that we didn't know about, then maybe, okay, we could say that that is a rumor going around in certain circles that, so, you know, that a certain couple have an open marriage. But unless someone comes forward and says, like, I had sex with the wife or I had sex with the husband, there's no way to confirm an open marriage.
Yeah.
So that's that. The next thing I just wanted to briefly touch on is a couple weeks ago, I was told that Leonardo DiCaprio and Camilla broke up. And I guess, you know, people listened to the episode and somebody asked me about it in the Q&A. And I posted that I heard they broke up. Now, two people came forward and said, no, they haven't broke up. So I went to somebody and I said, what's the real deal here? And the person said that they had heard they broke up. She found out he cheated on her. They broke up, but they could have gotten back together because that's happened with them in the past where they've broken up and gotten back together.
Yeah.
So
multiple times, right?
I don't know, because like they're also, they're pretty secretive about their relationship as well.
Oh, Leo.
So I don't think we ever get anything about them, really. And speaking of couples who break up and get back together, let's quickly talk about Kendall and Devin.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. So I guess they're back on?
Well, okay. So that's another one that's like really sort of confusing. So somebody also during the Q&A sent me this message and said he's actively hooking up, seeing his ex-girlfriend Hannah Harrison. My friend saw her leaving his room at the Nobu Hotel early this morning after photos of him and Kendall were leaked. So did you see the photos of, you saw the photos of him and Kendall, right?
Yeah. I saw those.
Right. So he was there with his friends and she was at the Soho House earlier in the morning having breakfast and she went to the hotel just to say hi to him. I don't think that they were there alone together.
Okay, so that makes more sense. But of course, just seeing pictures of them together, everybody's going to think they're back together. Right.
Of course, everyone's just going to assume that. But I think that they're just on friendly terms. Hmm. And apparently, I don't know who this Hannah girl is. Have you ever heard of her? Hannah Harrison?
No, I've never heard of her.
When you Google Hannah Harrison, his name comes up. She's an Instagram model. According to this person, he's been hooking up, seeing Hannah again. But I don't know, maybe they're just also friends and she was at the hotel too. Like, you know what I mean? Like it was a group of people hanging out at the hotel. I don't know why people want her and Devin to be together so bad. Do you like them as a couple?
I'm pretty indifferent. I mean, he's fine. They're fine, but I don't see why. I don't feel like he's the one for her. I feel like she's not like ready for that yet.
I agree. I totally agree. And you know, there were people were starting rumors like she's pregnant, they're engaged.
Oh, I know. I saw that.
They were just like taking it there. And I think that they should just let her do her. Do you know what I mean? She doesn't need to be like her sisters.
I mean, I think she's got, obviously she's so busy, you know, she's a lot going on. She has tons of nieces and nephews. Like, I think she's good where she's at. And I think she's not like rushing into any major life decisions like that. That's how I feel.
From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach, who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. Her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Hey, Ferris.
Yeah?
This April, guess what?
What?
Reality TV hits a new high on Hulu.
A new high, you say?
Yeah. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, premieres on
420. Let's blues.
You guessed it. Just in time for your viewing pleasure. The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry.
That sounds pretty
intense and good.
Yeah, like really interesting.
More than just coworkers, the owners and bud tenders.
Ah, I see. I see what they did there.
In High Hopes are one dope family. You'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. Mark your calendar for 420 to get into the new reality series, High Hopes, streaming only on Hulu. So the next thing I just quickly want to touch on is Olivia Wilde, Florence Pugh, and Harry Styles. That's always a question that comes up in the Q&A. People want to know what the hell went on behind the scenes of Don't Worry, Darling. And I received an email. Okay, so this is just a rumor that's going around certain circles in Hollywood. I'm just going to read you the DM. And this is the only time, this is the first time I've ever heard this. But somebody said to me, basically, the rumor is the reason there was on-set tension between Florence and Olivia is because originally Florence and Harry were hooking up off camera, but Olivia had a big fat crush on him and basically threatened to leak what was going on because she was jealous. But then eventually her and Harry started hooking up, so she simmered down. Not sure if you've heard anything. This has been rumored for months. And I said, no, I didn't hear that. They said, OMFG, yeah, that's the rumor mill. And I said, she was with Zach. And they said maybe Zach and Florence were on a break, on again, off again vibes, which they totally have. They totally have on off vibes. So I don't think like any cheating occurred. I think if this rumor is true, she was probably off with Zach. And they just reiterated, once Harry started giving Olivia attention, Olivia calmed down. So that is the first I've heard of that. I don't know if you're following all of the Don't Worry, Darling drama.
Yeah, no, I've seen, I mean, I've seen a lot of that. I have so many questions. So, because that was back in, when were they filming that?
In 2020.
Okay, that's what I thought. So it's been a while. So they filmed it in 2020 and it's being released like what, this fall or something?
Yeah,
so
it's being released the end of this year.
Okay, so yeah, I feel like you get a lot of Harry Styles stuff. Like I can't really keep up with all of the drama surrounding like him, Olivia, Florence, like all of it.
Yeah, I have to say this came from like a reliable source, a very reliable source. So again, but they do say in their DM, they're like, that's the rumor. So that's the rumor going around, you know, certain circles. That doesn't necessarily mean it's true. That's just what everyone is saying, that this happened. So that could have been the start of the tension. And, you know, everyone loves to say, like, you know, don't pit women against each other. But if she was jealous, if Olivia was jealous, you know, that's a human emotion, you know, like she's allowed to feel jealous. So I just thought it was interesting. And I told everyone last night that I would read the exact DM on the podcast. So I don't know. I mean, I'm sure people are going to have their opinions. of that rumor. Maybe someone will be able to, maybe someone will hear it and be able to confirm it. Like, a lot of times people will listen to a podcast episode and write in like, yeah, I heard that too, or yeah, I can confirm. So,
I'm sure there's somebody out there that knows. Yeah,
always. For sure. Okay, let's get into the topics of the week. The first thing I want to talk about with you is Southern Charm, new season 8, which I couldn't believe.
I can't believe that either. Like, eight. So we've been watching this for 8 years. That's unreal.
I know. So season 8 premiered. What did you think of the premiere episode? Because I know you're a huge Southern Charm fan.
Yes, I loved it. I'm so excited it's back. I love the premiere. I feel like last season, you know, wasn't the best. So I think this season is going to be really good, like just from everything that I've heard. But I thought the premiere was really good. I think Catherine and Naomi, I feel like they're going to be feuding a lot. And I think Naomi and Paige, it's going to be interesting to see like them film together too, because I think Paige will be on quite a bit this season. So I love the premiere. I'm super excited.
Now, Craig admits to hooking up with Naomi,
yeah,
right at the beginning, which we knew. I think like the account, like I know my account posted about it. I'm sure other Bravo accounts mm-hmm. posted about it because we knew about it before the season aired. So mm-hmm. it was right when him and Paige started. But don't you think, like, I know now they're great and they're solid, but there has to be a part of her that's like, what the fuck? Like, that they were, because that's his ex-girlfriend that he was in head over heels love with. Naomi, I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you read his book at all, but it's very clear. And like, even his book, I just feel like Naomi's the one that got away. I really feel that way. I feel like the way he like writes about her, the way he like even talks about her, I think he's trying everything he can to not feel that way. But I do think that Naomi's the one that got away. And so if I were Paige, I would be super uncomfortable and like, super unhappy basically that they're filming so much together.
Yeah, I heard that next episode, which I think it airs on Thursday, mm-hmm. it might be a hard one for Paige.
I heard that too.
Yeah, because that's where it's first brought up about him and Naomi.
Yeah, well, and so they hooked up in Vegas, which Craig on Watch What Happens Live said that was in the end of June, but really it was like the end of July. So they hooked up in Vegas in July, and then he said again in Charleston, like maybe like a week or so later. I don't know. So that was, I mean, if they started filming Southern Charm in September, like that's not a whole lot of time, you know, in between.
And when did him and Paige start hanging out? In the spring, right?
Yeah, like in the spring. But I think they became like exclusive in September. Like around Amanda and Kyle's wedding from Summer House. And then filming started for Southern Charm like right after their wedding, or maybe right around their wedding.
Now, I was trying to hook Paige up with somebody else last summer because of the Kristen stuff that came out.
And
the Kristen stuff came out before he hooked up with Naomi.
No, yeah, that came out. That was like maybe even in the late winter. I don't know. I'm confusing my timelines, but that definitely was before Naomi. And then I think that also came around in like maybe May.
Yeah,
they're all hanging out with like Justin, Austin, and Craig. They were like hanging out together, doing those Taylor Swift videos. I think that was in like the spring maybe. And then I feel like around May was when Kristen and Justin like went to Charleston, and there were all those rumors floating around about Austin and Kristen, but really it was about Craig and Kristen.
Right.
Yeah.
So I tried to hook her up with someone who actually has recently been linked to another celebrity, and she was kind of into it, but then told me I'm sorry, but you know, I'm now serious with the guy I've been seeing, who is Craig. So I was like, oh, that's totally fine. But like, you know, I heard about him hooking up with Kristen and I was like, that fucking sucks. Like, fuck him. You know, she shouldn't be sitting at home pining for Craig. She should be out there, you know, meeting other guys if he's out there hooking up with other girls. So she was open to it for a minute and then she kind of like shut it down. So I don't know. I hope everything works out between them. I didn't watch Winter House. So I don't really, were they together during Winter House? I'm like confused.
No, Craig was dating that girl, Natalie, like his ex-girlfriend during Winter House. So he was taken. I think Paige is single.
Right. Could be wrong. But there were vibes between them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I feel like there are definitely vibes and they broke up. Natalie and Craig broke up like pretty soon right after Winter House. Like you could kind of tell he was kind of, I think, while he's at Winter House, kind of getting over dating Natalie.
Yeah. Now, something else that I think comes up during this season is, because I also posted about this, is Shep allegedly cheating on Taylor.
Yeah, I don't think Shep's going to have a good season. So I don't know about the cheating part, but I do know that he is like, basically doesn't talk to her very nice. And I don't know like the extent of what was said or that kind of thing. But I think that he, you know, wasn't speaking to her very nicely and they were like fighting a lot. And I think he was like really anxious about her being full time on the show. And so I don't think he's going to have a good season. I think he's going to come off looking really shitty. Cause I like Taylor. I think she's like a very normal, like nice girl. So I hope that like, I hope he's not cheating on her, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Have you met her?
I have not. No, I've not met her.
And then what do you think about Naomi hooking up with Whitney?
Oh my God. That is really sad. That is crazy.
But I heard he had some fetishes. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't. What kind of fetishes?
Well, I don't want to like out. I don't want to out his. I don't want to out his kinks. But yeah, I heard. I mean, it's a very common fetish. It's a very common fetish. It's nothing like crazy.
Interesting.
But yeah, I thought when I heard they hooked up, I was like, that just for some reasons just seems like a very mismatched pair for me. He must be super charming in person.
He must be because, I mean, Catherine, like, hooked up with him 2 years ago.
Yeah, multiple times.
And so, multiple times. Right, right. So, I agree. When I heard that, I was floored. I was like, really? I couldn't believe it. But it definitely happens. And I guess we, like, see some of that on the season. So, I can't wait.
I can't wait either. I think she kind of did it to get back at Craig.
I do, too. I'm sure. I'm sure Craig just does not like that. Even though he's like happy with Paige, I'm sure it bothered him like to his core.
Oh, 100%. And then what about, is Madison on? She's on.
So she's on, but she's like more of like a friend of.
Do we think that there's going to be any, you know, like sexual tension scenes between her and Austin? Because I don't think he's over her personally.
Oh, I don't think he's over her either. I mean, did you see all the shit they're posting this week on Instagram about each other? Oh, it was like God, Madison, no. Austin, and even Olivia, like Austin's new girlfriend, got involved. Madison posted like a clip of the show, basically like making fun of Austin just in a caption. I mean, we all knew, like, you know, that's what she's talking about in the caption. And then Austin is like on the river, the lake or something. And he is like, how is that 11 seconds of airtime? Because she was like only on the show for like a minute. And, you know, she retaliated from that. And then her and Olivia kind of went back and forth. And she ended up calling Olivia homely, which is like obviously an insult. And Madison just can't help herself. Like none of these people can. Like they're so messy. They just can't help themselves.
Well, that's what makes good TV. That's why they're in season 8, you know?
And that's why I love Southern Charm, because it's like this kind of shit goes on outside of the show. And it just feels like, I don't know, they're so messy, so chaotic, and it's always going on. And I feel like Charleston is so small, right? So I feel like there's a lot of people hooking up with each other's exes or things like that, and just a lot of drama going on. And it just makes great TV.
It really does. And it is so small. And I get so many sightings of these guys, and everybody knows their business. So there's always, and I'm sure you do too. There's
always, all the time.
There's always a lot of Southern charm gossip. The well is never dry. So the next thing I want to talk about is Drake's gamecock.
Oh my God.
Before we dive into the latest celebrity intel, let's talk about a different kind of drama, the kind that involves our furry co-stars, our pets. I wanted to share a message from our partner, Spot Pet Insurance, who is here to help with unexpected veterinary bills.
What's that?
Well, with Spot Pet Insurance, you can get up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills. You would need that.
Yeah, saving up to 90% on vet bills sounds fantastic.
It sure is. And get this, Spot Pet Insurance plans cover not only unexpected accidents and illnesses, but also offers an optional preventative care benefit. It can help with the cost of routine wellness, vaccines, and more.
Is it pricey?
Probably less expensive than a surprise $1,800 vet bill, and you know what that's like.
It's not pretty.
Just head over to spotpet.com for a free quote. Paid ad from Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductibles, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence, American Insurance Company, or United States Fire Insurance Company, and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. I think I got to the bottom of why the Gamecock submissions started, which was literally like a fucking light bulb going off in my head. So let me just backtrack. Somebody had asked me if Drake was dating any of the brides in his new video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So everyone keeps messaging me that the person I was referring to, because I had not remembered their name at the time of my post, is Lisa, a German model named Lisa. But that's not who I was referring to. I was referring to another model named Luciana Bayan, who's gorgeous. So that's who I was referring to that Drake is dating. So once this post went up, someone messaged me and they said, I confirm, you know, he is hooking up with a model from his video, as well as he hooked up with my friend. And I was like, oh, okay, great. And then they go on to say, supposedly, since he has a son, he doesn't sleep around, only foreplay. Hence, all the pet Gamecock references. He also doesn't pleasure back. Talk about straight disrespect. So that is why I think that people started sending me so many DMs about his pet Gamecock. because it's like an inside joke with these women that he doesn't sleep around, which, by the way, is also very John Mayer, safe sex of him.
Safe sex Mayer, which, you know, yeah. I love John Mayer.
I know you love John Mayer. What do you think about the safe sex? Does that make you like him more? Or are you just like, oh, he's just like a hoe for hand jobs?
I don't know. I mean, he's one of those people that I'm just like so obsessed with him that he can do whatever he wants. When you first started posting about all the safe sex stuff, I was like taken aback because it surprised me. But now I guess because it's been a couple years, I'm used to it. So at first I was kind of like, oh, that's interesting. I just always assumed that wasn't the case. I guess I shouldn't assume shit. But
so, yeah. So basically what you're saying is my account desensitized you to John Mayer's safe sex practices.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he hears this and thanks me. No, just kidding. And also, by the way, like every time I post adamantly about him being a hoe for hand jobs and like so into safe sex, there's always like, you know, a couple people that will come out of the woodwork and be like, oh, nope, he slept with my friend, or like he has.
Damn.
Yeah. So it's like, I would say a majority of his hookups around this time period in his life might have been safe sex related, but I don't think that makes him, you know.
So. Oh yeah. I would be shocked if he was. So I get a kick out of every single John Mayer post that I see, any piece of news he's in. I'm all for it.
Yeah, he's been laying low lately, but I will say I do think he's definitely single.
Yeah, I think he is too, because I mean he hasn't been linked to anybody, and he's like touring with Dead & Co right now. So
right.
Booked and busy.
He's booked and busy. So I just want to let everyone know, like, that according to this person, the pet gamecock references are, it's a private joke, I guess, you know, amongst all of Drake's women, because no sex, only foreplay. So I just was like, that's why they keep sending me these pet gamecock stories. I didn't know. I thought, because they just started coming up out of the blue. And I was like,
yeah,
what the fuck's going on? And some people have messaged me and they were like, you do know that having a pet gamecock is illegal in states. Like, you shouldn't, because a gamecock is two birds that, you know, like fight against each other.
Yeah, it's like fighting roosters, right?
Yeah. So people have messaged me and been like, you know, that's really fucked up of Drake, like animal rights. Like, why does he have a pet gamecock? And I'm like, guys, come on. The pet gamecock is secure. It's securely in his pants. Also, speaking of Drake, somebody randomly messaged me that he has a bathroom in his house that when you lift the toilet, it sings "I'm Like a Bird" by Nelly Furtado.
Shut up.
I swear to God. Like,
oh my God.
They just randomly messaged me this, I guess, because, you know, they saw the Drake pet gamecock posts and they just said, in one of the bathrooms, when you lift the toilet, the song "I'm Like a Bird" by Nelly Furtado plays.
Oh.
So I thought that was a really interesting song choice on Drake's part. Also, again, with the foul references, a bird, a gamecock, it's like, it's very odd. It's all very, very odd.
Very weird.
I know.
Oh my God. I'm like, I can't with this.
I know. Oh. The weirder it gets, the better for me. I freaking love it.
Me too. Me too. Yeah.
Okay. The last thing I want to talk about is someone sent me like a huge rundown of celebrities' vacationing habits at a specific resort, which they asked me at the end of all the information. They said, please don't say the name of the resort. They didn't want to get the person who told them in trouble, who told them all this information. So I'm just going to read you their DM. It's just like, you know, interesting information. So the first one is about Rihanna and ASAP. And also the timeline on this, I'm going to, in the beginning, it says Rihanna and ASAP stayed with them just a few months ago, but obviously she just had a baby. It wasn't just a few months ago. It was probably in 2021. Okay. It says they said that Rihanna and ASAP stayed with them just a few months ago. The staff said that she was very nice and respectful to everyone, but there was one thing she did that was very strange. Every day that she was there, she demanded that all of her belongings be completely packed up and put in an SUV that would follow her everywhere around the resort. Keep in mind, this resort has 37,000 exclusive and ultra-private acres. And the rooms start at just under $4,000 a night. And you have to drive up into the woods and behind a private gate to access. They also said that she showed up with a ton of security. So it seems strange that when she went ATVing, an SUV followed her with her packed luggage and then unpacked the luggage when she got back to her house 3 hours later. Apparently, the resort was pissed since they had to dedicate one person at the resort to drive her luggage around following her outdoor activities all day when she was staying there. I don't know what, like, did she like want to just be prepared to like bolt at any moment?
That is like the weirdest shit ever. I'm so confused.
I'm confused too. So, okay, so it's Rihanna. So maybe, I don't know. Okay, maybe she was pregnant at this time. So I did say to the person, I said, when was this? Because if she was ATVing, she wasn't pregnant, because I don't think you should be ATVing while you're pregnant. And the person did say, like, the person said, like, ATVing is not exactly what it is. It's just, they're all like paved paths that you can, I think, like, just drive like an ATV around. Do you know what I mean? It's not like off-road ATVing. So that's what they meant by the ATVing. Now, I don't know. Like, maybe she was on call for work and had to be ready to leave at a moment's notice.
That could be. Or like you said, the baby. That's.
Yes.
Because, I mean, you haven't heard. Have you ever heard this before? Like, is she doing this always or just at this specific place? Just this one time?
I haven't really covered celeb vacationing habits before. So this is the first time I've heard about this. But maybe if somebody hears this, they'll have a reasonable explanation for why she would need to pack and unpack her luggage every day. Like, sometimes there's a reasonable explanation, but I'm such a dingbat. Like, I don't realize it while I'm like going through these DMs. So I don't know if somebody out there knows why she'd be doing this. I guess fill us in.
Yeah, because I'm just imagining like this SUV like tailing them all day with this absurd amount of luggage. And I just, for me, I'm like, oh, it's such a hassle. I mean, I know people like obviously packed it, unpacked it for her, but I'm like, oh, I am,
it's
just
still stressful.
It's just stressful. And like, to even think like, okay, did you leave something behind? There's gotta be a reasonable explanation.
Yeah. So I wanted to get that out into the universe to see like what people know about that. Other gossip they got is that Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel were recently there and were total gems. They were part of a group and hauled their own luggage to the house saying, "We are parents. We are used to this."
Oh my God. So
yes.
Cute.
So total opposite. Jennifer Lawrence was there as part of a wedding. She got really drunk and tipped the whole staff. Again, I know Jennifer Lawrence was pregnant. I don't know the timeline on this. This is just like a rundown of all the celebs that have stayed at this resort. So Jennifer Lawrence was there as part of a wedding, got drunk and tipped the whole staff. Leonardo DiCaprio shows up with a beard for a week each summer and no one recognizes him. So when I first read that sentence, I had to read it twice. Leonardo DiCaprio shows up with a beard. At first I thought they meant like a beard, like, do you know what I mean? Like a bearded girlfriend, like a beard.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? Only because like if the staff of an ultra exclusive resort is saying this, you know what I mean? Like it must be true. But again, I read it wrong. So, and it says no one recognizes him. So it's actually a beard on his face, facial hair, not a beard. One other interesting tidbit. Somebody at the resort had worked in multiple other luxury famous hotels and said that Tiffany Haddish is the worst person he has ever encountered in his life. I didn't get any good stories, but he said he needs to change the channel if he ever sees her on TV because he is so scarred from the experience of waiting on her.
Holy shit.
I know, that's so disappointing because I love Tiffany Haddish.
And he didn't go into detail of like what, like, he of, like, didn't. What happened?
No, he didn't. That was it. I know. I mean, it just sounds like that maybe she was a nightmare to staff. Yeah. At wherever she stayed. Because it sounds like he encountered her other times at other resorts, not the one that all those other celebrities I just named went to. Yeah, super, super disappointing. I love Tiffany Haddish. I've watched that movie Like a Boss like multiple times. Have you seen it?
I don't know if I've seen. No, I haven't seen that one.
Okay, it's like so corny. Rose Byrne is in it. Selma Hayek is in it.
No, I haven't seen that, but you know what? I need something to do tonight.
You'll like it.
Maybe I'll watch that.
You'll like it. It's like it's like a comedy, like a stupid comedy, but it's like her and Rose Byrne, like as co-stars, is really, really like fun to watch. So I was like super bummed to hear this about Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, that
and
sucks.
then I started racking my brain, and I feel like I've heard stuff like that about her before. I have to think harder, but yeah, super, super disappointing. So that's it. If anyone else wants to share celeb vacationing habits, I feel like that could be a fun little series to talk about. Of course, I won't ever name the resort or where they stayed, but I feel like that's a fun
I think topic. So too.
Yeah. Are you like, going to BravoCon?
I am going to BravoCon. I don't know a lot of the details yet, but I'm going. I'll be there. I'll be in New York for like a week.
Now, are you just going as like a guest, or does Bravo reach out to certain Bravo fan accounts and
mm-hmm. Well, that's a great question. Like last time they invited some I was not one that they invited. I went on my own. And so if that's the case, if like I'm not, you know, invited, if whatever, I'm still planning on going. So I'm gonna go regardless. And I'm gonna be there for like a week. So we'll see.
Well, they should invite you because you have a great account. It's super entertaining. Oh, so if anyone from Bravo is listening, invite Maggie. Everybody knows, you know, everybody who loves Bravo. I feel like you're definitely one of the top five accounts that gets referenced to me. I mean, maybe we just have like crossover followers. But yeah, your account is great. Are you on Twitter or TikTok or anything?
You know, I am going to start dabbling in TikTok because I know that's like, I get on TikTok, but I don't post. So I'm going to start getting on TikTok, but mainly I just do Instagram. I have a Twitter, but mainly it's just to get on there. So it's like anytime Instagram is down, I'm one of those people that's like totally fucked. I'm like, oh God. I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah. I
guess
know.
Work. Like, I mean, my actual job.
Yeah. I mean, I'm on Twitter and TikTok, but I still feel that same way. When Instagram is down, I feel lost. And then I'm like, I need to get a grip. Like my happiness and my joy cannot come from a fucking app. Like sometimes I really have to like tell myself that, like, get a grip. You know what I mean? Like, or get a life. Like maybe I just need to like get out there more. But
it's hard though, right? It's like we are constantly like on our phones or like looking stuff up or getting tea, things like that. But
yeah, it is hard. Like yesterday, my fingers were cramping so much that I started just sending people voice notes, like as a response to their DM, because I was like, I cannot type anymore. So if you guys get a voice note from me in the future, it's because like my fingers are broken on some days when there's a lot of typing. Okay, so tell everyone exactly where they can find you, even though I said it 50 times.
Yeah, so you can follow me at Best of Bravo on Instagram. You know, I talk about Bravo mostly, but you know, pop culture, reality TV, all that good stuff too. So yeah, you can find me at Best of Bravo.
So I was supposed to have Tamara Judge on my live last night and she canceled last minute. Are you watching Ultimate Girl Strip?
Oh my God. Oh, I am. And I fucking love it. Are you watching it?
Oh yes. It's the future of Housewives. It's so good. It's what every going forward Housewife season should be. It's so
good. I totally agree. It's so good. And I'm so nostalgic, right? So like, I love all of the like OGs. I love all the ones that were on
Same.
A super long time ago. And so seeing like Phaedra back, I'm like, oh, I love Phaedra. Even Same. Like Taylor Armstrong. We haven't seen Taylor Yep. Armstrong in years. And to even just like see Kennedy, like her daughter, who's like 15 now, I'm like, oh my God, she's so old. It's yeah, just, I it's don't know. So I love it.
Same. And like, I love it too.
I love an unhinged Dorinda, you know, like at any moment. I yeah. feel like she's starting always because like, you know, we're at there, especially because like we're at her house, right? I feel like
yes. it's
so funny.
Her hostessing skills are literally off the hook. They like, it gives me anxiety. I'm like, how does she remember every fucking detail? I mean, I know she has a lot of help, but still her hostessing skills are like top tier.
Oh yeah. I mean, she knows like the schedule down to a T, and I just don't, I am so like the opposite. Like I just,
Same.
I'm not a good person with routine, all that stuff. So I'm like, how is she doing this? I'm like, I'm so impressed.
Yeah. It would stress me out for sure if I had to be there and follow that schedule.
Oh yeah. But it's so good. Like I just love, I think the group is really good too. I mean, I feel bad. Vicky like was just broken up with like the day before. So she's kind of, you know, she's really going through it, but
yeah, there were tons of questions for Tamara about Vicky. So I hope she comes back because everyone wants to hear from her. So
yeah,
but that's it. That's all the time we have. Thank you so much, Maggie.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for having me. It's been fun. And you know, anytime you want me to come on, just let me know.
Okay, cool. And thanks for listening, guys. That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening to Do You. New episodes will air every Thursday. This has been a presentation of Cadence 13 Studios. Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. For more info, you can also follow me on Instagram at DeMois.